This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're back at it. Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Tzadi Zayin, Siv Dalet. Im Nishma Talisa Memekoimai, Yachal HaMashon Shboi Ulach Zirai. You're middle of davening Shemona Esrei, and you're wailing, you're flaying, you're moving it around, you're giving it all you got. You know, you wound yourself up for at least 200 shekels for the Shemona Esrei, and now the talis slips off, or a stamet slipped off, because it's you did not buy the extra feature of a non-slip talis. Yachal HaMashon Shboi Ulach Zirai. You could position it and put it back. But if the whole thing fell down, you cannot put it back on during Shemona Esrei because it's a hefsek. Unless we'll see the guy is so distracted that he cannot daven without the talis because he thinks that everybody is watching him. Even if Roy fell off, we don't say Ruba Kekulai. Likewise, there she brings up from the Aruch HaShulchan, if the tefillin a sort of loosen and they're not well wrapped, you could strengthen them because it's not such a hefsek. Kulai, but if the whole thing falls off, afilam nisha adam yad, even if it fell into your hand, no, you can't put it back on. Ha'atifa have a hefsek. So what if I want to put it on without making an atifa? Not sure. Maybe because you have to do an atifa. Okay, maybe I'll do the atifa after davening. If you went ahead and you violated this halacha and you were ma'atif with the talis, you don't have to start in the Shemona Esrei at the beginning of the bracha, but rather you could finish the tefillah. When you complete the tefillah, you should fill it around. In other words, when the whole talis falls off, you need to make another bracha. So therefore, it requires an atifa. So if you violate and you did an atifa, you don't have to make another bracha. You finish the tefillah, and when the tefillah is over, you make another bracha. Lamaisa, didn't we say that if your talis falls off in the middle of davening, then you do not have to make a bracha? Simen Ches, Sivkatan Tes Vav. Who remembers? Simen Ches, Sivkatan. Oh, Sif Tes Vav, not Sivkatan.
About that, it
had to be a long hefsek, and we had a big conversation about Yom Kippur afternoon. Yeah. So, Sif Tesov said like this: Im Nafla Talisa Shalom Iskam Chazam Zatav Tzarch Levarach, Vushinafla Kula. Now, what is this going on? There's a difference if you took it off. V'afilu ma'ad d'paskin d'b'heset ha'lisa al-das al-sira ein sarach levarech b'zeh gar yosef nafal b'loy das o'azalam sos v'afilu nishav t'alskat lo'y mahani sarach levarech afilu im lo'yv shamiyad v'im naf menemam tz'tfil shemon esrei. Oh, yeah. Avishavru. Yeah, you gotta make a bracha. If the talis falls off, you have to make a bracha. The question was, if you took it off, then, and you had in mind to put it on, you don't have to make a bracha. And in the middle of davening, we say, one second. In Sif Yudala, Simon Chasividan, Pasha Talisa Filoidai Talach Zatev Miyad, Tsarach Lachsa Kishiasavi Satev Bai. If you take off your Talisimah of davening, then you have to make another bracha, even if you had a mind to put it on. And there's Yesh Oimer that argues. But if it falls off, you do have to make a bracha. Okay. Weiter. We are up to Sivkatan. Okay. Zakoin Shamesim Bate Enayim Shekarn Bril. Let's say an old man who wears glasses. I see a lot of old men in the shir, including myself, right? An old man who wears glasses. Imheim Rafuyin. By the way, people want to know, how come only in our generation there's a problem with Shmir Seinayim? Because back in the day, you had to be like 117 to wear glasses. So if you're just a regular person and you didn't wear glasses, you couldn't see anything anyway. Fine. Imheim Rafuyin B'chatmai. If the glasses are weak, they're loose on your nose, Shekar V'lipal, Ayidei Kriyas V'shtachvas, that they're likely to fall, Nachoin L'hachmer Sheyikshirei Metchila B'chud. It is correct to be machmer, to tie them well with a string. So the Mishnah Berurah is inventing, you know those things you put on the back? Apparently their bowings, they knew how to bow. In our day, we just, you know, we give tribute to the old custom of bowing. But back in the day, they used to bow, the glasses may fall, so you want to tie them well. Fine. To have a hefsik.
Back in the day, they didn't have arms, they only held the nose.
What, back in the day, they didn't have ears?
There were no arms.
Oh, b'chlal, there were no arms. So he's saying you should tie them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that true? Okay. Dahave hefsik. It is a hefsik to put your tas back on. Unless it's disturbing to your kavano, yubashanu kishayisayim habracha, then you put it on when you finish a bracha. Sifhei. Hanoisei masoy al kseifav. One who is carrying a burden, a package on his shoulder, begiyas man tefillah, the time of the tefillah comes, pachos me'arba kavin mavshil acharv umespala. If he's carrying less than four kav, he should swing it over his shoulder and daven. Arba kavin is four kav manichana agave karka umespala. Then he should put it on the ground. Says the Mishabra agave karka, the master shall bar kavin mehim ala mevalin kavanase. Four kav is too heavy, we mevatel your kavana. How much is four kavim? Reb Chaim Noah says 5.5 kilograms. I don't know. We live in America. We don't know what kilograms are. Okay. So,
2.2
what?
2.2 pounds.
All right. So, we, Rav Nosson, who has bile citizenship, you know, he knows 2.2 pounds. Very good. Okay. Simen Sadiches. Tzarech Shiyeloi Kavana B'Tfilah. You need to be Mechavin in your Tfilah. Says the Mechaber, HaMespalel Tzarech Shiyechavin B'Liboi Perosh Hamilois Shemaitzi B'Svasav. When you daven, you need to have intent in your heart, the meaning of the words that you emit. V'yachshav, you should think, ki'ilu shechina kenegdai, that the shechina is opposite you. V'yasser kol ha'machshavos hatardos, you should remove all distracting thoughts. Oisai ad shetishar machshavtoi, v'kavanosai zaka b'tfilosai, until your thoughts and kavana are pure. V'yachshav, you should think, ki'ilu hayim medaber, lefnei melech basar v'adam, he should think, not ki'ilu, we should have to change the girsa. Ilu hayim medaber lefnei melech basar v'adam. If he would be speaking to a king of flesh and blood, hayim mesader dvarav, he would arrange his words umechavin b'hem yafe, and be very intent lebal yikashel. Kavuchoymer, all the more so lefnei melech machi amlochem, before the king of all kings Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shu choyker kala machshavos, he probes all thoughts. V'chach hayu oisim chasidim anshe maisa. This is what the pious and the men of action would do. Shayimis boididim, they would go into seclusion umechavnin b'tfilasam and have kavana in their tfila. Ad shahoyu magiyim lehispashtos hagashmias, until they reach the level of complete removal of any physicality, ulis gabros koyach hasichli, and the dominance of the intellect, ad shehayu magiyim karov lamalas hanavua, until they would reach almost the level of prophecy. V'im tava ilay machshava acheres b'teich hatfila, if another thought comes during davening, yishtoik, pause, ad shetisbatel hamachshava, until that thought ceases. V'tzarach sheyachshav b'dvarim hamachniyim halev, one needs to think about things that subdue the heart, u'mechavnim oisai, and direct him la'aviv shebashamayim. V'lo yachshav b'dvarim sheyesh from kalsoi, she should not think about matters that are of light-headed nature. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. We'll see everybody tomorrow. We'll see the Mishnah Berurahs on Siman Tzadichas. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Harash is a flea.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand. Matame Asara. Matame Asara from where? From the ground?
Yeah.
Asara Tvachim, it was like 2.5 feet? You know, people stand up in Shemoneh Esrei, they're above 2.5 feet.
Oh.
And then it talks about distance when you're stepping back, which is not height. So I didn't understand the whole.
So if it's 10 tfachim, you're saying a person's taller than 10 tfachim. But I think the pshat is that lo yardar shechina lamata me'asara, it doesn't go beneath 10, but it doesn't mean it's hanging out at, this. The shechina is where? Right where the 10 begins. The shechina is b'shamayim. It doesn't, and that's where it is. It's lamala. Kol kach, that it will never even go below 10, but it's primarily up above. Now, when you take this 10 step, when you take the steps back, your kavana is to the Shechina above. So now,
is it because the spit lands on the floor?
What?
The spit lands on the floor, which is below 10.
You're saying that's why to spit on the floor, because it lands below 10?
I'm just suggesting. I'm also the same problem Brit Muslim has. I'm not sure.
I mean, the 10 tefachim is from the floor. We know that from many different halachas, you know, from Chanukah, from Sukkah. It's not lamala, it's not me'asara from above a person's head.
Right. So when you spit on the floor, so it landed on the floor, so your shechina wasn't there, so it's not a problem.
Anyway, actually, I mean, there's a Zohar. Now, we once learned, that's quoted by Olivia's Chain, that why does a bar mitzvah boy chayv in mitzvahs at 13? Because at that point, his head is tall enough that the Shechina could come down on it. That was a long time ago, over 10 years ago. I have to look that one up. Okay. Have a good day, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.